Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school, Rock School, with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
This is brand new and it's free and we might be overcharging. And I dressed beautifully, a tube top and a hockey mask.
And Chad P.
I'm not very good just yet.
You sound like this little happy-go-lucky, everything's friendly prison inmate.
What? Okay.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Rock School. This is brand new and it's free and we might be overcharging. My name is Joe Burns, sitting to my immediate right, a former student and one who must learn. Tell him what your name is.
Chad P.
And we have special guests in the studio.
Yes,
look at us. We're stars. We got stars in our eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that why you're cracking jokes right off at the beginning?
Stars in our eyes, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen Cuvion, Roger Zettler is here. You know them. Maybe you don't. They work for The Advocate.
The Advocate.
They're doing a newspaper story on us.
How about that?
Look at this.
And we didn't have to call them. They called us.
They called us. We were taking pictures of us.
That's right.
And I dressed beautifully. A tube top and a hockey mask. I'm
very
absolutely
good.
Beautiful. All right. Let me tell you what the topic of the story is today. You ready for an hour?
Yep. What are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm teaching myself.
How long did it take you to learn that?
Are you kidding me? I'm teaching myself the harmonica. This is a Hohner Special 20 Marine Band harmonica.
What?
And I purchased this one specifically because John Popper, the lead singer and harmonicist Blues Traveler.
He's awesome.
This is what he uses. He calls this the Cadillac of harmonicas.
Yeah.
So for an hour today, we're doing something called... This is really a bad title. Even my wife rolled her eyes. I mean, I could hear her eyes roll.
All right, what is
Hooray it? Hooray for the harmonica. Is that terrible?
You couldn't come up with anything better than that. You didn't run that by me.
It's the summer, man. I'm just not into it. I just don't have it.
I noticed there's a sticker on your harmonica case that says D.
Yeah, this harmonica's in D.
A D chord harmonica?
A D harmonica. You see, there are 12 keys when you are playing music.
Okay.
When you play a harmonica, you buy them in keys. I have an A and a D.
Uh-huh.
When you're playing in blues, you're generally playing an A or D, so what I have is an A and a D harmonica.
So if you're in a band...
Yes.
And they say, okay, we're going to start off with this song, and it's in B.
Yes.
And then we're going to switch to the next song, which is in D.
You would greet for a different harmonica.
You have to have two harmonicas on deck?
Well, you don't have to, but it helps. It
well,
is
yeah,
possible.
Yeah, because you got to play it in the right key.
That's right. It's possible to play off key in a harmonica. You just play in a different section. There are, you know, there are certain numbers of keys you can play in here. There are 10 holes in this diatonic harmonica.
Okay.
But... more than likely, if you're playing in A, you're going to want to grab a D harmonica. If you're playing in certain keys, you want to grab a different kind of harmonica.
Okay.
But if you're John Popper, you have all 12 harmonicas.
See, this is all new to me because I'm a percussionist.
That's right. And you don't have keys in that.
No.
Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Do you have keys and drums?
Well, when I'm at band practice, sometimes the guy will look to me and he said, we're going to play this in F. I go, yeah, okay.
Okay, let me pull out my F.
Let me make sure
drum.
I'm in F and drum, you know?
Hohner harmonica, that's the one that when you think harmonica, that's generally the one you do.
Yeah.
And as I said before, John Popper plays Hohner Special 20 brand harmonicas, also known as blues harps. He calls them the Porsche of harmonicas.
Yeah.
He used to, before he lost all of that weight, he used to wear these fashioned belts around his neck, which had all these little pockets in it, which he then put all of the harmonicas in.
Yeah, he looked like Rambo.
That's right.
Getting ready to go to war.
Now that he's lost all the weight, he can't do that much anymore, so he has them sitting next to him in this large square case. And all of them are in alphabetical order.
Cool.
A all the way down to G.
So we're going to kick off with them?
We're going to kick off with them. And I figure if you're going to play Blues Traveler, I know they've got some nice, you know, cute, sappy songs. But if you're going to play John Popper. Mm-hmm. You want one that shows this guy go a million miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. You got to show the skills.
From the album 4.
Uh-huh.
This is called Crash Burn on Rock School. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Don't you feel bad for the guitarist in that group?
I mean, man, everything is just rolling at 90 miles an hour.
I mean, John Popper has one mouth and 10 holes. Look at the harmonica. That's what he's playing right there. He's got one mouth and 10 holes. The guitarist has got 6 strings, 4 fingers, and on the other hand, he can bring up other fingers, and John Popper is playing faster.
Bass player was rolling on there too. That's
unbelievable.
Great tune.
It's playing the Hohner Special 20. Let me tell you another thing that John Popper did that other harmonicists hadn't done before.
Okay.
When you watch him play, Let me move back to guitar. When you watch a guitarist play, when he wants to play effects, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
He has those little effects pedals on the ground that he steps on,
yeah.
and he brings in a phase shifter, he brings in distortion.
Yeah.
What John Popper had people do was bring up those effects. So if you get a chance to see him on DVD or you get a chance to see him live, look at his microphone. Now, he uses a different microphone for voice than he does for the actual harmonica.
Yeah, well, he holds the harmonica microphone,
right,
and then the singing harm microphone is on a stand.
Generally on a stand so he can move the harmonica microphone away,
yeah.
sing, and then come back.
Yeah.
But look at the harmonica microphone.
Okay.
You'll notice it's heavily duct taped.
Okay.
And on the side of it are these little silver buttons.
Okay.
What somebody has done for him is taken the foot pedals, the guitar foot pedals,
and implemented into little silver buttons,
brought them all the way up to the microphone.
Well, that was nice of him.
Like when he wants to play on, say, there's a song he plays called Psycho Joe.
Yeah.
If he wants phase shift, he takes his thumb and he clicks that little silver button.
So he's just activating different effects.
With his thumb rather than with his foot.
Cool.
Which is really interesting.
Well, all right.
Anybody else play the harmonica? How about Bob Dylan?
He sure does.
Bob Dylan. Back from 1966. The album's called Blonde on Blonde. He plays with a brass band. And if it sounds to you like they're drunk...
They probably are.
They are. They drank something called leprechaun cocktails. This is Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. I'm not sure where 11 and 34 went, but 12 and 35 hung around on Rock School. This is Rock School. Now, you tell me, did they sound just a touch, drunk?
No, it wasn't a touch anything.
They
that was like the poster song for We Are Drunk.
Yeah, I think we're going to count down the new year anytime soon. There you go. It's a brass band backing up your friend and mine, Bob Dylan. Now, you had a question for me?
Yeah, you were talking about how the standard harmonica, I guess, has 10 holes.
The standard is a relative term. But
I was conversing with our new friend, Roger Zettler,
who happens to be here.
That's him you hear in the background doing all the clickety-click. Do it, Roger. They see?
Oh, yeah.
How about that for cue?
Yeah, they took our picture.
We were talking...
We're going to be in the newspaper.
We were talking before the show, and we were touching base on the topic.
Newspaper.
Yeah, newspaper.
Going to be in the newspaper.
We were talking about the topic that we're presenting today, the harmonica, and
he
said that he had found an old-style harmonica in his attic that he thought more than 10 holes in it.
Did you put your mouth on it?
What brand was it?
Ew.
What brand was it?
If it had more than 10, it was probably a chromatic.
Chromatic, that's what he said. Yeah.
Chromatic. This is a diatonic.
Okay.
Okay, this is a free reed instrument. It plays on the blow and the draw.
Okay.
That's a blow. This is the draw.
I don't know what all that means.
There's two reeds in there. You blow it, you get a tone. You draw, meaning you suck air back, you get a different note.
Okay.
So in the simplest is like, the simplest I could talk about is like Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Uh-huh.
except for that missed note in the middle. It's just blow, draw, blow, draw, blow, draw, blow, draw.
You don't sound like any of these people.
That's because I'm playing in major keys. I'm not very good
you
just
yet. You sound like this little happy-go-lucky, everything's friendly prison inmate.
Okay. All letters should be addressed to Chad P. That's P, the letter of the alphabet. This is a diatonic. It's a 10-hole harmonica.
Yes.
The thing he's talking about is a chromatic. It's got up to 16 holes, and it again, has a key that allows you to push in on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's on the right, depending on which way you play it, but it helps with the airflow
so
here and there.
It's going to be longer.
It's going to be longer, yeah. And, of course, there's the silly ones that go way out to here and all
right.
that. Then there's one called a tremolo harmonica that has two reeds per note.
Okay.
So when you play it, it actually warbles.
Okay.
It has a bit of a tremolo.
All
now,
right.
I guarantee there's more. I guarantee there's more, and people who really know harmonicas are going to say, hey, there's a whole lot more than that. But these are the three that when I started playing, I actually had a shot at buying and decided against the other two, the chromatic and the tremolo, because this is the one that John Popper played.
Okay.
So this is the one I went out and played.
Didn't mean to pull you off subject.
No, that's
all
right.
Where are we going?
And this is the one I bought for $40, and I bought it in a music store. I could have bought it cheaper off of eBay, but I decided against it because, let's be honest, if you buy it off of eBay, you
somebody
have no
else's mouth's been on it.
And they
gross.
could have had, you know, simple chronic halitosis and the gum disease known as gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Let's go back to Muddy Waters. The gentleman playing the harmonica on this one is a guy named Little Walter.
Okay.
Little Walter, the harmonicist, is the first person put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame specifically for being a harmonica player.
Cool.
And he is the Hoochie Coochie Man on Rock School.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming. He gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women's jump and shout, then the world wanna know.
Oh, love it.
Okay,
Muddy
fact.
Waters. Muddy Waters.
You get four people in a room talking about the harmonica, you will lose track of time.
You will lose track. In fact, we looked over and there was, 13 seconds left on
right
it?
Right at.
Just to get the headphones on and get on was actually a feat in and of itself. You also get requests.
Yes, you do.
You do. And our photographer, I say our photographer. Well,
he's,
I guess you
he's,
are.
He's ours,
time
yes.
being, you are ours. Roger leaned over and he said, do you have any Elwood Blues?
Do we have any Elwood Blues, do we?
No.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Now, as a matter of fact, I think we do. So we'll come back. We'll play an immediate request, a twin spin, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Rock School. This is Rock School as we spend the hour talking about a single instrument. We are dealing with the harmonica. For the entire hour, we're just going ahead and saying the hour belongs to the harmonica.
Hey, you know, you embarrassed Roger.
Why?
You ran him out of the room. He's gone.
No, he has to go take pictures at another gig.
He
there are
left
other beautiful
because you
people.
Called him out.
He took enough pictures that he had to go, pictures of us, that he had to go get the camera repaired or get another one, new lens. He wanted something by the Blues Brothers because of Elwood Blues, who's obviously played by Dan Aykroyd in the Blues Brothers. If you remember, their first album from 1978 was called Briefcase Full of Blues. Now, what was in the briefcase?
Well,
it almost sounds like that question from Pulp Fiction. What was in the briefcase?
Right.
Except we know what was in the briefcase. When they walk out on stage, Elwood Blues has got the briefcase handcuffed to him.
Yep.
He goes to his brother. His brother Jake gives him the key. They open the briefcase, and lo and behold, out comes a harmonica and begins to play it. This song finishes the album Briefcase Full of Blues. This is by Jesse Turner and Big Joe Turner. No relation. This is called Flip, Flop, and Fly on Rock School by request. Blue. Blues Brothers on Rock School. You know, if you listen to that Blues Brothers album, that Briefcase Full of Blues, they do another song on it called Messin' with the Kid.
Yeah.
And they say, this is a Junior Wells tune called Messin' with the Kid. And I actually brought that song by Junior Wells. He played a band called Junior Wells Chicago Blues Band. His real name is Amos Blakemore.
Yeah.
And he was the harmonicist with Buddy Guy and Lonnie Brooks. And most people don't know, those who are big harmonica fans would know him, but most people wouldn't know him just by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But they would know him because of that Briefcase Full of Blues. He is a fantastic harmonica player, and because we played the Blues Brothers, I think it only fitting to get us to the bottom of the hour if we play the original, Junior Wells.
Well, yeah.
You can call it what you want, but I call it Messin' with the Kid on Rock School.
What they saying gonna hold around top? The people are saying you're gonna put the kid. Yeah, look at what you do. You can call it what you want. I call it.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That
are you
little thing at the end. Bum,
are you
bum,
finished?
Bum.
Are you done?
Doing what?
Bugging this poor reporter lady.
I'm just trying to get us on the front page.
I know
just
you are.
Just trying to get us on the front page.
You're talking about stealing newspapers and everything. It's embarrassing.
You don't need to put that on the air.
Well, that's what you said.
But she said she would get us some extra copies.
True.
Yeah, as long as we're on the front page. Front page, right? Of course, see? See? You do what you have to do.
Welcome to Half Past.
Welcome to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. And my name is Joe Burns sitting next to me. What is your name, young man?
Embarrassed P.
There's a joke in there somewhere, and I'm afraid to take it because I want to keep the license for this radio station. Go to the website, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got so many topics for you as we're dealing with the harmonica today. It's just one of many shows that we've done dealing with a specific instrument. We've done guitar, piano, the Hammond B3 organ, but today, harmonica. You can see them all, kslu.org. Look for the Rock School chalkboard on the right. Pictures of us. Can we get a copy of some of these pictures so we can put them on the website?
Yes, we need,
yeah?
Okay. We need these for the website.
Good.
Absolutely.
We'll put some of those up there, and we'll hopefully get the full text of this and put it. Can we do that? Can we get the full text and put it up on the website? Can we do that? Can you find out about that? We can deal with we're dealing with copyright concerns here. At least we'll put some things up there that I don't know if we can do it or not. I'm just kind of sitting here gabbing on.
While Joe's doing that, yeah. I'm going to shind.
You got me. Shind a shout out.
Shind a shout out to our affiliate station, WESU 88.1 FM in Middletown, Connecticut. Thank you so much for airing Rock School.
Wonderful. If you'd like to email us and say something to the effect of, hey, put it on the front page, you can send it to this email address,
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. Subject line, front page.
And we will forward it along to the fine people at The Advocate who have come in to do a news story on us today. Chad was intensely busy, and I can't hold it against him because I know what his life is like, and he was intensely busy this week. So he doesn't have a stump for me. So what I have...
I dropped the ball. What do you have?
What I have for you are jokes.
Don't do
about
jokes.
Harmonicist. Ready? Which is
right.
Better? Which is better? An electric guitar or a harmonica?
A harmonica.
No, an electric guitar. You can't beat a harmonica player to death with a harmonica. How do you know there's a harmonica player at the front door?
I don't know. How do you know there's a harmonica player at the front door?
He doesn't know when to come in, and he can't find the key. Why do dogs howl when harmonica players play?
Why?
They're trying to tell them how the song goes.
Where did you get these?
Off of a harmonica player website. What do you call a harmonica player who says he knows what note he's playing?
What?
A liar. If you threw a guitar player and a harmonica player off a cliff, which would hit the ground first?
What?
The guitar player.
Why?
The harmonica player would stop halfway down when he hit the light near the street to play a solo. There you go. This harmonica player, if I'm not mistaken, I vow to never get too busy to do a stump again. This is a song called Flamethrower. It, if you believe it or not, hit number one on two charts, the pop chart and the R&B chart, at the exact same time. Jay Giles' band, his his name is Magic Dick. He has left the Jay Giles Band, and if you're looking for a harmonica named after a player, you can actually buy the Magic Dick harmonica, and he is excellent. The song's called Flamethrower. Enjoy it right here on Rock School. This is Rock School. There's Magic Dick out front.
Dude, how much
of the Jay Giles Band
stuff was in there?
Oh, a lot. Golly. Absolutely a lot. Absolutely great tune there. There you go, Flamethrower.
You're sitting
at
here
night,
playing around, accenting everything, and I'm going, what was that? Wait, now what is that?
And what is that? Well, all the different instruments.
Now what's this thing?
Man, did I screw up?
What do you mean?
I really did. I looked at this playlist and I'm thinking, why didn't I play this during the first half hour? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do this?
It's all good.
Are you familiar with the Beatles song Love Me Do?
Yes.
Love Me Do.
Yes, I am.
And it's got that nice John Lennon harmonica in it.
Mm-hmm.
When you read about that song, and again, what I read is on Wikipedia, so you have to take a little bit grain of salt in it.
Right.
John Lennon said he heard a guy play the harmonica, and when he heard it, he said, that's the way I want to play the harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who was that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Delbert McClinton.
Okay.
Ever heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Delbert McClinton also, I hate to keep going back to the Blues Brothers briefcase full of blues, but they redid a Delbert McClinton song called B-Movie Boxcar Blues. And when I think of Delbert McClinton, that's the first thing that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had one big hit back in the 1980s called Giving It Up For Your Love. Really was written as a poppy tune. And
yeah, it's like, yeah, giving it up, giving
everything.
It up.
Everything.
Yeah,
and it wasn't all that wonderful. He learned the blues by following the great harmonicists, you know, of early days. But I'm telling you, one of the greatest tunes is B-Movie Boxcar Blues. The original is 7 minutes long. They chopped it down to become a nice single, which is the version I have right here. So
3 minutes and 49 seconds.
You got it. On the harmonica show, here's Delbert McClinton. Supposedly, take it with a grain of salt, the person that John Lennon heard and said, that's how I want to play the harmonica. Delbert McClinton, Rock School.
Caught a ride in South Dakota with two girls and a light blue DeSoto. You know, one name was Jane, the other was Plain, but they both had racing motors. This I caught a ride with a gambler's wife. She had a
man, that's so good. So good, Delbert McClinton. We're dealing with the harmonica for an hour today. When we get back, let me tell you a few little neat facts about the harmonica, and then we're going to play a song that's got just a great, ripping harmonica solo. Back in 1 minute on Rock School. Boom, 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 boom. Just enjoying the bed music there,
yep.
Folks. Hi, Rock School here. I'm Joe Burns. To my immediate right,
Bad P.
Let me tell you some harmonica facts here.
Tell me.
The harmonica as we know it today, there were a lot of redid instruments, obviously oboe, saxophone, things like that, and its predecessors. But the harmonica as we know it today was made by Matthias Hohner in 1857. And by 1888, the Hohner Company was making over a million of those puppies per year.
Wow.
The first million-selling record in the U.S., it was called Wreck of Old 97. It was by a guy named Vernon Dalhart. It was a harmonica song.
Hey, hey.
There you go. In 1947, the recording Peg of My Heart by the Harmonicats was
what?
The one. The Harmonicats. Yeah. Well, why not? You know, the guitar fools, the drummer guys. And forced the musicians' union to finally qualify the harmonica as an instrument rather than a toy.
Well, all right.
There you go. So if you were a harmonica player, now you could join the union and you were paid as if you were playing an instrument.
It's not a toy.
Than a toy. Yeah,
it's an instrument.
It's now an instrument rather than a toy. I got a couple other really neat pieces of fact, but we're going to come back. I'll give you those after we play this one. I picked this song. It doesn't have a harmonica the whole way through it, but it has a great harmonica solo. This is the Romantics, What I Like About You.
They're love this song.
They're called the Romantics because they were formed Valentine's Day, 1977. The guy who plays the harmonica solo is the rhythm guitarist. His name is Wally Palmer. Everybody knows it. If you've been to a dance, this plays. Romantics, What I Like About You, Rock School. There you go. Romantics. What I Like About You. It's a great tune. It's about four chords, the whole thing, but what a good, ripping harmonica solo.
It was good.
Now, you looked at the playlist and you said, this is a harmonica show. You have to play Inix. Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not say that.
In excess. I'm sorry.
I do have one complaint about the playlist.
What's the matter?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, I don't have any, do I?
No, man. You know the song that I like for the harmonica?
What's that?
Working for a Living.
Yeah, should have played it. You're right. You're right. My bad. Should have played it. The problem with this Suicide Blonde that we're going to play by In Excess is it's not really a harmonica playing.
Well, what is it?
It's a sample.
What?
It's a sample. The harmonica out front, if you look this thing up, it is a harmonica playing. But what they did was took a harmonica, they got the sound they liked, the little riff at the beginning that goes bump ba dum bum boom, that actually is played.
Okay.
But the very quick, that chromatic movement up is played on a keyboard.
Oh.
In fact,
faux pas
I even
harmonica.
Yeah, so it is a harmonica, but it isn't. They sampled a harmonica at numerous notes and then it's played on a keyboard.
Well, then why did you bring it?
Because I wanted to kind of point that out, and I wasn't really, I don't know.
You didn't think we would play it,
but when
I saw it, I demanded it.
And I do what you say. When you say it, I do it. This is In Excess, Suicide Blonde, and if you're wondering who the Suicide Blonde is, it's Kylie Minogue. This is from the 1990 album X on Rock School.
Now you know the difference between a real harmonica and a sample.
That's what I've heard. I don't know. That sounds to me like it can be played. That sounds to me like it actually can be played, but In Excess apparently didn't, because I found that in two or three different places that was a sample.
Well, look.
Sections of it were played. Sections of it weren't played. It was sampled out.
I am truly convinced that whatever type of sound you want to get, however much money you are willing to spend on a good keyboard, you'll probably get it.
Yeah, you'll get the actual sound that you want. We're in the last break.
Yep.
We got to say goodbye. Let me give you a couple more little pieces of information about the harmonica. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked the music that we played.
I liked it.
We're going to end up on another Mississippi native player, an associate of Robert Johnson, Sonny Boy Williamson, a song called Keep It to Yourself. The guy was a heck of a player.
Yeah, off mic, he kept saying, keep it to yourself, keep it to yourself. Going, what?
Are you talking to me?
What do I need to keep to
talking
myself?
You talking to me? In 1947, a recording of Peg Oh My Heart by the Harmonicats. Oh, I did that one already.
Yep. Duh.
December 1965, astronaut Wally Schirra played the first harmonica in space. The song he played, Jingle Bells.
And I'm in space. What do I play?
Jingle Bells. Why not? In 1986, Hohner sold its 1 billionth harmonica.
Wow.
And the most expensive harmonica ever ever sold. It has no real price tag to it because it wasn't sold per se. Mm-hmm. It was given to the Pope.
Oh.
It was made by Hohner. It was covered in rubies, encrusted in diamonds and other gems.
Yeah.
It was given to the Pope. I have no idea if the Pope can actually rip on the harmonica or not.
Who cares?
Yeah, it probably is, you know, on
it's
display.
It's made of rubies and diamonds and emeralds and oh my.
I'm sure it can play. So, Sonny Boy Williamson will take us out. This is one of his biggies. It's called Keep It to Yourself. This guy was known to play. You've seen those people that put the sort of harp holder around their neck.
Yep.
It sort of looks like a bent coat hanger.
Yep, yep.
Sonny Boy Williamson would actually put the harmonica in his mouth, hold it with his lips and teeth,
ouch,
and using his tongue would sort of close the holes with his tongue and play the harmonica that way.
Yeah, that's gross.
Well, gross or not, the guy could really play it. So we finish the harmonica show on Sonny Boy Williamson. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That's it. Class is dismissed.
Keep our business to yourself. Please, darling, do me a favor.